You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. We're having a great morning here. And let me just tell you guys, I'm really excited because we have Kristen O'Brien joining us on the phone from Habitat for Humanity. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Jenna. How are you this wonderful Thursday morning?
Well, I'm really pumped because, first of all, I love Habitat for Humanity, so this always gets me pumped to be able to talk to you guys and kind of catch up a little bit, but also give people an opportunity to learn a little bit more about your organization and what you guys do and how you serve not only our community, but communities across our country. So before we hop on in, I want you to be able to give people just the opportunity to hear the core values and mission of Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are the local affiliate of Habitat for Humanity International. Our affiliate is actually Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. And this is really an exciting year for us because this is our 40th anniversary of serving Escambia and Santa Rosa County in our area. We've been serving here since 1981, and we are about to close on our 1400th home next week. So we're really, really excited about that. But we definitely have so many different programs and things that we do within our community. But our mission here at Pensacola Habitat is seeking to put God's love into action. Pensacola Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope. And that is something that really drives every single aspect of what we do in our community. We full-heartedly believe in every word of that mission, and we do everything we can to live it out every single day, whether that is through our Restore and the programs that we have through that, our home buyer program, our community development program, our events. There's so many different things that we do within the community to really make sure that we're strengthening our community and offering affordable home ownership options to our community, which is something that is so incredibly important, especially right now.
That's excellent. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of people go through hard times, right? And y'all have seen it just throughout the past 40 years, like you said. You're celebrating your 40th anniversary of being open and serving the community. And, you know, people fall on hard times, and we don't always know why. And sometimes it's natural disasters and just things that come and surface, and life just happens. So when people think of Habitat for Humanity, I remember, and I've shared this before, that when I was a teenager, probably about 19, I was able to serve and help build a house. There was somebody there that, you know, shadowed me and make sure I was doing everything right. But yeah, it was such an excellent opportunity. And when we were serving, we learned a little bit more. They just shared just little things about, you know, hey, you know, this family, they've just fallen on really tough times and they needed a leg up in life. And I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that Habitat for Humanity is just giving away houses for free left and right. And
absolutely.
I would love to just kind of give an opportunity to talk about how that's not true and really what you guys offer instead.
Yeah, absolutely. Our home buyer program is actually a very unique program and something I absolutely love. And like you said, it's such a unique experience. If you've never volunteered on with us on our work site, I would highly recommend it because you really get to understand the people in our program and our home buyers and hear their stories and see that, you know, our home buyers are filled with tourism industry workers, with teachers, with medical professionals. Like, it's so many different people that you interact with every single day, and they're just looking for affordable home ownership to be able to support their future. And but to go back into our home buyer program, what you said about it being a giveaway program is absolutely the number one thing that we hear all the time, and that is the furthest thing from the truth. Every single one of our home buyers are just that. They buy their homes. They have affordable mortgages, and they are homeowners. They own their homes just like any of us do when we go through traditional ways of actually purchasing a home. The difference is that we are able, because of our volunteers and because of community support, we are able to actually build our houses in that are absolutely beautiful in a way that is affordable for our home buyers. And we also offer classes and things to teach them about how to be a good neighbor, safety, how to maintain their home, credit, how to do your finances, all kinds of things. So we give them so much more than just, hey, here's the keys to your new home. We really empower them to be able to move forward and really enrich their lives. And that's something that's so rewarding. We have stories after stories that I could talk to you about with our home buyers. I love all of our home buyers. We recently, our women-built home buyer, her name is Kay, and she is actually a preschool teacher at NAS, and she wanted to own a home that was affordable for her because her mom is really, really sick and is in California and won't be able to live on her own for too much longer. And so she wanted to make sure she had a safe, affordable place that was stable for her to live so that when her mom could no longer live on her own, her mom could actually move in with her and she could help take care of her mom. And that is what our program is about. It's about giving options to those that maybe wouldn't be able to go through traditional avenues to be able to get an affordable mortgage. And so it's really cool and a really empowering opportunity to be a part of. We also, one of the cool things about our home buyer program is that it is not a cookie cutter program. We really meet the needs of meet our home buyers where they are, what they need. Where would they like to live? Do they want to live in Pace? Do they want to live in Pensacola? Like, what is the best fit for them in their lifestyle? We let them choose their lot. We have 7 different floor plans for them to choose from. They get to choose everything from their flooring to their siding, what cabinets go into their home. Every single aspect of their home they get to be a part of. And then on top of that, they are actually a part of building their house and also some of the other home buyers in the program, their house. They do 200 hours of sweat equity, and then they also pay the monthly mortgage after they close on their home. And so it's a really, really cool program that really, it really creates a community within their, in a support system in each of those home buyers and that home buyer classes. So it's really, really, really empowering way. And it's something that I wish that I would have had the opportunity to some of these classes myself whenever I bought my first home, because it definitely would have helped me from preventing me to make some of the, you know, normal mistakes every first time homeowner makes. So it's a really great program.
That is an excellent point. Nobody really like gives you a class on being a first time homeowner and walking you through everything. So that's just an added bonus to them being mm-hmm. able to, like you said, not just get a leg up, but start to feel that ownership in life again and, you know, be able to have something of their own. And it's not just given to them. They're able to see, hey, I can work for this, and people are there to walk me through every step. And it's not just like cookie cutter. Okay, we're going to fit 5-person family into a 2-bedroom house. That's all you get because that's all we offer. No, you're walking them through each and every step of the way and offering classes on top of it. You know, I actually met somebody and I didn't know, you know, their background at all. And they shared that they ended up going through Habitat for Humanity to purchase their home because the home that they were in no longer could serve one of the person's lifestyles. And they had an accident, ended up in a wheelchair, and was paralyzed from pretty much the neck down with limited mobility for their arms. And so the home that they were living in, which was like a 2-story stairs to get up there, you know, wasn't handicap accessible. And so they were able to go through Habitat and walk through the steps. And this was just like happened like last week that I bumped into this person and started talking. And so that was like a huge thing. I'm like, that's amazing to think. It's not just one situation that can open up an opportunity to go through Habitat for Humanity. And so we're going to take a break in just a moment. And when we come back, I kind of want to talk about the criteria that people need to fit and if you guys have them to be able to, you know, purchase a home and walk through all of this. But first, just want to remind everybody you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. I'm Todd King with Kristen O'Brien from Habitat for Humanity. If you don't know yet, they have a pretty much a home buyers program, and it's not what you think. So if you do have a question, or maybe you have worked or volunteered with Habitat for Humanity, we would love to hear from you. 850-437-1620. The text line is open. We're going to take a quick break.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me oh my, yo.
Gotta go, 9:57 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Kristen O'Brien has been joining us this whole time from Habitat for Humanity, and I'm just overwhelmed with excitement for you to just share a little bit more, not only about the home buyers program, but Kristen, can you just tell people, like, are you guys looking for volunteers right now? Are there still volunteer and donation opportunities that are open?
Yes, absolutely. We are always looking for volunteers and donors. Those are two very, very important pieces of our program and our organization. And before I get into that, I do want to just talk about, you have mentioned that story a couple of times, and I know exactly what family you're talking about, and they are amazing. Mm-hmm. But one of the points that I wanted to bring out is our homes. I actually have won in the Parade of Homes 2 years. And so, I mean, they're right up there at the same level with all the other contractors that are building homes for, you know, the traditional avenues. So I just wanted to put that out there to kind of to solidify that point of our houses are, you can't tell that, you can't drive by a house and say, oh, that's right. Principal Habitat home. Like, it definitely, it is your home. It is the home buyer's home. So, but yes, we definitely depend on volunteers. We have so many different volunteer opportunities. We need volunteers in the restore. We need volunteers on our community development projects. We need them on the work site for construction sites, all over the place. And the great thing is that you don't have to have any experience whatsoever building a house to be able to volunteer with us. We have amazing crew leaders, and they'll be able to help you out all throughout the way. So if you have any questions or would like to know more, definitely give us a call at 850-434-5456, and we'll be able to get you set up.
Thank you, Kristen. Yes, go check out Habitat for Humanity. Thank you so much again.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola. It's 10 o'clock.